The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Eric Metaxas Show.
Animals love Eric. Why? Because he's one of them. He eats tin cans like a goat, and he can inflate his throat just like a bullfrog. And if he gets scared, he hops away, doink, doink, just like a cricket. It's pretty crazy. And now here he is, everybody's favorite manimal, Eric Metaxas.
Guilty as charged, Todd. Thanks for telling the world my big secret. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I am just so excited. I don't know where to start, so I'll just start. I have in the studio someone whom I have wanted to meet for a long time, and today I get to meet him and talk with him. His name is Ray Comfort. In fact, you're Ray Comfort, aren't you?
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
I've been very excited to talk to you because we don't only share a common faith, but we share a common extremely silly view of the world. Even though we're serious, fundamentally serious, neither of us can stop joking. So this is going to be a very confusing interview for some people, unless we can tone it down. And I will, since I'm the host, I will try to tone it down.
I've been toning it down since I met you.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. If I could only imagine what you'd be like if you hadn't toned it down. It's terrible. Okay, we've got to get the facts out straight. People are wondering, who is this Ray Comfort? Now, I say maybe the bio on your book will give me a sentence or two. It says that you're an experienced apologist for the faith, popular speaker. You've written more than 90 books. What? You're co-host with my dear friend Kirk Cameron of the award-winning TV program Way of the Master, which airs across the globe. Only across the globe, Ray?
We're trying to get into Mars.
You've got so much going on here, but I just want to say I've known of your ministry and your work and your videos, and it's really just fun finally to meet you.
It's fun to meet you, too, and to find that you're a normal height.
A normal height? What height did you think I was? Are there abnormal heights that people have been telling you about?
Anyone over 6 feet is abnormal.
Everyone over 6 feet, it's embarrassing when
yes.
you meet those tall people, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, I just meet their legs.
They feel so self-conscious yes. about their abnormal height. And I try not to refer to it. I
That's
try
right.
not to even look up at them. All right. So you live now. You're from New Zealand.
I was born there twice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When were you born the second time?
1972, 1:30 in the morning, April the 24th.
April the 24th. What time in the morning?
1:30 in the morning.
1:30 in the morning. Now, if you don't mind, I love people's stories, and we have the freedom on this program to do more than just talk about the subject of your book. Now, the book, by the way, is titled Faith is for Weak People, Responding to the Top 20 Objections to the Gospel. In fact, the phrase Faith is for Weak People, the title, is in quotes, just to be clear that someone is saying that other than Ray Comfort. That's the book, but I want your story because I know so many people don't know your story, and I probably only know half of it. So you were born and raised in New Zealand. Was your family serious about their Christian faith?
No, Jewish.
Jewish.
My mum's Jewish. She married a Gentile, got kicked out of the family. So they left me without any instruction whatsoever because they didn't want to pressure me into anything. So
your mother, Jewish, your father, Gentile. I notice you didn't say Christian.
No.
Your father was not a Christian. He was a Gentile. A lot of people think there's Jews and Christians. And in fact, Christians are people who believe in Jesus. Gentiles are people who simply aren't Jewish.
Yes.
Okay, so you were raised in a home where you didn't really have serious faith.
It was pretty godless. It wasn't I was very, very happy as a kid. But at the age of about 18 or 19, I had an epiphany. I realized I was part of the ultimate statistic. 10 out of 10 die. And it just...
All right, now, wait a minute. Are you serious that you're a teenager and it suddenly hit you that you're going to die?
Well, gently, suddenly. It just dawned on me because I had everything I wanted in the world. It was like I had this big happiness bubble. I had my own business at 19, my own home, my own wife. We'd made one child, everything I wanted.
At 19?
Mm.
How old were you when you were married?
About 19, 20, yes.
That's so incredible. So you're a very young father, very young husband, you're happy, and then you realize, oops, I'm going to die.
Well, I saw that the sharp pin of reality was going to burst my happiness bubble one day, and I remember looking at my wife, who was asleep, been married about a year, and realizing if she died, I'd have nothing to live for. All this materialism would just be emptiness, and I realized everything I held dear to me was going to be ripped from my hands by death, this big elephant that's in the room that nobody talks about that's stomping on everybody. And it was as though I was in a line of people that were stepping off a cliff, and I was leaning out of the line saying, I wonder if I can get out of this line. And so I looked to science, but they were too busy putting a man up on the moon to worry about what was going on Earth. I went to a doctor to try and at least extend this precious life of mine by living healthy. Walked into his room. He's sitting behind a desk smoking a cigarette, looking like death warmed up, and he was dead a few years later. So I kind of lost hope. I was like Solomon, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. This is a quiet despair deep within my heart that nobody knew about. And one night, my wife had gone to sleep. I looked at her, and tears just streamed down my face, and I cried out, why? Why is this thing? I mean, we've got love and laughter, puppies and kittens and ponies and fruit and
maybe
seasons.
New Zealand, but
yeah.
The mayor of New York has outlawed half of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very socialist, draconian culture. We live in New York. But okay, in New Zealand in the late 60s, you were happy. Now, you didn't go to college, but you actually had your own business at such a young age?
Yes. If anyone asked me what I did for a living, I said, I mind my own business. What do you do? And so
You were always a wise guy, Ray, weren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes. You really have taken it to a new level because you're very thoughtful. It's not normal that people at age 19 or 20 are that thoughtful and that they're suddenly thinking about death. I mean, sadly, that's not normal because it's an important thought. But most of us skip through many decades before it dawns on us.
Well, when I cried out, why, from my heart, I didn't think I was praying. I used to pray every night. I didn't think God would be hearing what I was going through.
But you did pray.
No, well, yeah, I prayed every night. Prayed the Lord's Prayer out of habit. I could rattle through it in about 10 seconds just out of habit. It was kind of a sleeping pill. So 6 months later, I was on a surfing trip, and a young guy was a Christian, and I opened his Bible and read the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. You've heard it said by them of old, you shall not commit adultery. And I thought, well, if there's a heaven, I'll make it there because I've not committed adultery. But then I read the words of Jesus where he said, but I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust for her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. And it was like an arrow hit my chest. I thought, I'm a dead man. If God has seen my thoughts and he considers lust to be adultery, I'm in big trouble on Judgment Day. And it was then that I understood the cross. You don't realize the good news of a fine being paid for you unless you realize you've violated a law. And when I realized I'd violated the moral law, then the cross made sense. I repented, came to Christ, came back from that surfing trip, a brand new person on the inside. Eyes of my understanding were enlightened. So I began to share the gospel with everyone I met, not like a wide-eyed fanatic, but just giving out gospel tracts and sharing my faith. I put a billboard with scripture on it in front of our home. I got a big printing press, put it in our home, began printing gospel tracts. Got professional sign writing put on my car, purchased a 34-seater bus, and put Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life, in 1-foot-high lettering in professional sign writing around it.
Now, you realize this is not normal.
Well, it's biblically normal, but I haven't even finished.
No, I didn't say it was bad. I'm just saying it's just not normal. Most people don't do those things.
Yeah, well, I on the front window of my business, I put John chapter 3, verses 1 to 16 in professional 3-inch lettering, and then got a soapbox and put it in the heart of our city of 350,000 people, and preached the gospel almost every day for 12 years.
What? How old were you when you started this?
22.
I know that you are famous for engaging strangers across the world on the streets of cities. You did it today in New York, in Times Square, and I love it. You're just, you're made by God to do it. You're so brilliant at it with using humor and logic and courage. It's an extraordinary thing. It's all the more extraordinary to think that at age 22, you dared to stand in the middle of the public square to do this.
I mean, I got to tell you, I was terrified. I was more than terrified. Whatever comes after terrified, I was there. But I did it because I care about people. And my climax of what I was saying to you is, in those days, if anyone could be considered a religious fanatic, it was me in those days. Today, nowadays, I'm much worse. I'm more zealous than I was. Because I turn 70 next year. No, this year. See, my mind's going already. And so I want to number my days that I might apply my heart to wisdom. And the wisest thing we can do is share the gospel with unsaved people.
We have to hit pause there. You just mesmerized me. I lost track of the time. Folks, I must be talking to Ray Comfort. You get to listen. Don't go away. About a lifetime
plan. Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock includes the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Act now and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 30% off. Offer expires October 6th, so don't wait. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Folks, I'm talking to Ray Comfort right now. Ray, you're sharing your story. So where are we now? You dared to stand on a soapbox in the middle of some city in New Zealand. What city was it?
City of Christchurch.
Christchurch, okay, where the shooting happened not so long ago. And so you did this every day. And you obviously were supporting yourself with your business, but you had a real... drive, I suppose, to share your faith in the way that many people who say they're Christians don't. What happened in those 12 years, and what ended this? Because it's just a pretty staggering run.
Well, there's a place called Speaker's Corner. I was sitting on a bus, and I just cried out to God, God, a lot of these people don't know you. If they die in their sins, they're going to hell, and that horrifies me. And I thought, I should have the courage to stand up on this bus and just tell these people how they can find everlasting life, that death has lost its sting. And I thought, well, they'd just stop the bus and throw me off in unison. And I dared to cry, oh, God, I wish there was somewhere where I could speak publicly. And knowing that it was illegal, you couldn't gather a crowd in our city. It's called unlawful assembly. 2 weeks later, they legalized public speaking in our city, and I thought, whoa, what an answer to prayer. Horrors. And so I avoided any thought of it for about 2 weeks until I opened a newspaper and saw a picture of an elderly lady who was called the Bible Lady, and it said, Bible Lady sharing her faith in Speaker's Corner. And I felt ashamed. And so I went in, and I was, as I said, I was absolutely mortified. But I opened my mouth and just went back each day and stood on a soapbox, and you'd get regular hecklers, and you learn there's nothing to be afraid of. Our fears are unfounded. We get exaggerated in our minds, you know, what's going to happen. First rule of open-air preaching is you make sure there's no stones. And that's what I did. It was pavement, so no one can stone me to death. And so it was a wonderful experience. It gave me a lot of experience on how to speak to atheists, how to make atheists backslide in 30 seconds.
To make atheists backslide. I've never heard that before. Technically, aren't they forward sliding?
Well, they think they are, but they're not. You know, they change their minds in 30 seconds. It happened coming over here. There was a lady sitting next to me who was with a major network, a television network, and she was a programming manager. And so I just said to her, after I got to know her, I said, do you think there's an afterlife? Which is a very inoffensive question. You don't mention Jesus, God, the Bible, heaven, hell. And so I got a background, and she says, I'm an atheist. And so I said to her the question I always say to atheists that gets them to change their mind, 90% of them. I said, so you believe the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything? And her face went a little blank, and her eyes went wide. So I finished for her. I said, or are you saying that there was a creative, intelligent force of some sort, but it just wasn't God? She said, that's it. Just wasn't God. Well, I said, you're not an atheist, you're agnostic. You just know something created everything, but you don't know what. And so then I just begin to find out why they don't want it to be God. And it's the same reason a thief doesn't want to sit next to a policeman, because of guilt. They love the darkness, hate the light. And that's why God gave us his commandment, so we can have a measuring rod to see what sin is.
Did this executive, at what point did she realize she's in big trouble? She's sitting next to a guy who It's just almost funny. I think like a mouse and a cat. You ask these innocent questions, and you're more than ready to steer these people. They're not prepared, are they, to have this kind of a conversation typically?
No, but after the conversation, I said, hey, Ellie, thank you for listening to me. She said it was very enlightening, which is wonderful to hear that concession from someone like that. She was intellectual, worldly intellectualism, but it was a stimulating conversation for about 40 minutes on all sorts of issues. And so I counted that an honor and privilege to speak to her.
Well, you seem to have a lot of energy because you do this kind of thing everywhere you go, don't you?
That's because there's sinners everywhere I go that are heading for hell, and that horrifies me.
Why do you suppose our culture no longer talks about hell or eternal judgment? And when I say our culture, unfortunately, I include most of the American church.
Well, there's one reason is that if you forsake the moral law, which is what America has done, you lose a sense of God's character. God is no longer a God of justice and truth and righteousness. He's more of a divine butler.
A divine butler?
Yeah, you're supposed to come running when you click your fingers. America clicked the fingers just after 9/11 and thinking God would come running, and we kind of cleaned up our act for a week, and then America went back to sin. Because there was no fear of God. And the thing that produces the fear of God in both the Christian and the non-Christian is the moral law. When you take someone through the Ten Commandments, as Jesus did in Mark 10, verse 17, the conscience bears witness. The work of the law is written upon the heart. So everyone knows it's wrong to lie, kill, steal, commit adultery. And if you reason with them about God, they usually lean on the fact that God is good by character. He's good. Say, well, that's your big problem, because if God is good, he must believe in justice and truth. Would you think of a judge? We think of a judge who let a rapist go, who had raped and murdered a young lady, and the judge says, well, I'm a good man. I'm just going to let you go because I like you. That's not a good judge. He's a corrupt judge. And if God is good, he must believe in justice and truth and righteousness. So Hitler's going to get what's coming to him. So will Mussolini. So will rapists and murderers, but also so will thieves and liars and fornicators and blasphemers and adulterers. God's going to punish sin right down to every idle word because he's just and holy. That should put the fear of God in all of us, because the Bible says the fear of the Lord, through the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Let me share with you an analogy I often share with non-Christians. I say, if I put you on a 1,000-foot cliff with your toes over the edge to a point where there was a crumbling of stones, would that scare you? And they say, yeah, that'd be terrifying. I say, is that a good feeling the fear gives you? And they say, no, it's horrible. I say, is the fear good in itself? And they often say, no, it's horrible. I say, no, that's a good fear, because it's saying, get back from the cliff. Move back. You're in danger. That's what the fear is doing. It's not your enemy. It's your friend. And I say, what I've tried to do is put you over eternity, put your toes over eternity for a minute, and let fear grip your heart, because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But that fear, that horrible feeling you get of conviction of sin, is not your enemy, it's your friend, because it'll make you draw back and say, I've sinned against God, I need a Savior, I need God's mercy. And so fear becomes our friend, not our enemy, and that's why the scriptures say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If we don't fear God, then we're not wise. Also often point to the words of Jesus. They're very sobering. Fear not him who has power to kill your body and afterwards do no more, but fear him who has power to kill your body and cast your soul into hell. Fear him. They're crazy words when you think about it. You're lying in bed in the semi-darkness. Suddenly a bedroom door opens. In comes a masked man with a knife, pulls it back to stab you in the chest. Your heart is thumping. You're dripping with sweat. You can't explain how much terror you feel. Jesus saying, don't fear someone that's going to kill your body. That's not fearful. Fear God. That's nothing compared to the fear you should have for God. And we're a nation that's lost the fear of God. You hear blasphemy in every quarter. No one fears God anymore. And that's one of the reasons the gospel makes no sense, because we've lost sight of God's holiness and his justice and truth and righteousness. So who needs a Savior when God is nothing but a celestial Santa Claus?
Wow, yes. I don't want to forget to mention, while we're having this rambling, wonderful conversation, your new book is titled Faith is for Weak People, and that's in quotes. Obviously, it's something people say as an objection to the good news of the gospel. Faith is for weak people, responding to the top 20 objections to the gospel. Why don't we go through some of those, because it seems that we're headed in that direction anyway. People in our culture tend not to think logically when it comes to God. I think a lot of people have this idea that spiritual reality is entirely malleable. It's entirely subjective. It's relative. It can be whatever I want it to be. They don't think of a spiritual reality in the way they think of a physical reality, and therefore it can just be shaped however they like to shape it. And I don't know where that idea came from, maybe from the Enlightenment or from the Romantic movement probably around 200 years ago. But at some point, things changed and people began to think along those lines.
Yeah, the title Faith is for Weak People is often what I hear from atheists. They don't realize they live by faith. When we drive a car, we trust the guy on the other side of that paint that the government's put there to protect us is going to stay on that side. Or when they take pills that the doctor gives them, they don't realize they're having faith. They're trusting their lives to a doctor. When you have a surgery, you're trusting a stranger to cut into your body. When you fly on a plane, you're trusting pilots you haven't even met. You're trusting your life to them. Even when you step in an elevator, you're trusting your life to cables. But elevators can let us down. God will never let us down. The Bible says he is faithful who promised. The scriptures say he is without sin, and because of that, it's impossible for God to lie, which means you can trust every word he says.
Wow. It's part of what the problem is that when we talk about faith, you immediately say trust, because it really ought to be about trust. But what we do is we spiritualize the concept of faith as though it doesn't apply the way everything else applies. It's sort of this other thing, and you make it clear that it's not. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Ray Comfort. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking to the House Intel Committee, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, says he made the decision not to share a whistleblower complaint with Congress that has now triggered an impeachment inquiry. McGuire says he was not pressured by anyone to make that decision. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his comments in a conversation with President Trump shouldn't have been publicly released. Zelensky told reporters at the UN General Assembly in New York that he thought conversations between heads of independent states shouldn't be published. It's been announced consumer products giant Johnson & Johnson is appealing an Oklahoma judge's $572 million order against the company and its subsidiaries for helping fuel that state's opioid crisis. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 19 points, the NASDAQ off 40. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You sheltered me from harm. kept me warm.
Hey, folks, this is the Erickman Taxes Show. I am talking to Ray Comfort. Ray, you've just handed me a card with a picture of you wearing sunglasses and a dog also wearing sunglasses. And it says, YouTube Living Waters, over 80 million views. What is this YouTube video, Living Waters?
Well, I go out twice a day when I'm not in New York on a bike with my dog on the bike, and the dog's wearing sunglasses. The reason I do that is 18 months ago, my dog got tired when I was taking him for a walk or run on the bike. So I lifted him up and carried him. And I thought, man, he needs a platform. And also, this is Southern California. He needs sunglasses. So I put sunglasses on him. And I get more attention than the presidential motorcade. I'm not kidding. People come running out of their homes with their cameras. Cars honk at me. Women call out, how cute. And I call back, so is the dog. It's the best evangelistic tool I've ever had, because when I go to a local college, which I do twice a day to film, students pack around, and there's something disarming about a guy who's wearing sunglasses and has a dog that's wearing sunglasses. They just come up and say, can I pet your dog? What's his name? As they get a pat him, I say, Vicious. And I say, no, his name's really Sam. And I said, do you like dogs? Yeah. Hey, would you like to come on our YouTube channel? It's got 86 million views, and we talk about the afterlife. Do you think there's an afterlife? And they say, oh, I don't know. Do you think about it much? I said, yeah, all the time. I said, well, come on with me, and I'll give you a Subway card afterwards as a thank you. And they say, yeah, okay, that's wonderful. And away we go. And so our channel's got 86 million views, and we're at our ministry in awe that this is happening. It's just wonderful.
Well, Ray, let me just say, you crack me up. I think I've said that already, but you make me seem calm and normal, which is never, never the case. I'm always the screwiest person in the room, but you just completely crack me up. The idea that you would do this and make it work, and there's a joy to you. You know, you say it's disarming. Joy and humor are disarming, principally because people associate serious Christian faith, a serious faith of any kind, with a dour attitude. And I know that you're the antithesis of that, and God uses it.
Well, it's a key to speaking. You know, you go into a new church, everyone's sizing you up and thinking, is this guy going to bore us to tears? Is this going to be horrific? Is he dry or what? So if you bring humor in the first 1 minute and make them laugh, you've got a friend of those people. It's very disarming. So I try and use humor when I meet people, just be very friendly and unreligious, if there's such a word. And people come on camera, and it's wonderful. And if you can have gentleness in your tone when you speak to them, it really pays dividends.
Well, I should think so. So the title of the new book is Faith is for Weak People, Responding to the Top 20 Objections to the Gospel. So what are some of those objections?
One of them is suffering. You know, why is there suffering?
That's the biggest one. Has to be.
Yeah. The problem of suffering doesn't worry me. I know why there's suffering. You know, we've got disease, pain, suffering, dentists, death and dandruff, all those things are horrific things, and it's because we live in a fallen creation. You know, God's designed to have tornadoes and hurricanes and cancerous diseases and droughts and starving people over the earth. This is a fallen creation. So when people point to suffering, it's not evidence that God doesn't exist at all. Analogy I use is if you buy a new Toyota and you're so thrilled with the makers, they've done such a wonderful job, you take friends for a drive, and you're raving about how well the car's made, and suddenly the brakes give out, and the accelerator goes down, and you speed up for some reason at Toyota. It did happen a few years ago. And you crash at an intersection, and a lot of people are killed, and you look around at all the bloody bodies and all the suffering, and you say, look at all the suffering, therefore nobody made this car. That's a crazy leap of logic. It doesn't make any sense. When you look at all the suffering, you shouldn't say nobody made the car. The logical conclusion is something went terribly wrong. And so when we look at creation and see the genius of God's creative hand, everything is fearfully and wonderfully made. There's design from the atom to the universe. We know intuitively there's a creator, but we look at suffering and say, look at the suffering, therefore there is no creator. No one made everything. It's crazy. We should rather say something is radically wrong. And the Genesis fall is what is radically wrong. And the book of Romans actually addresses that. The whole of creation groans in travail, waiting for that time when the kingdom of God will come back and this whole creation will get restored. So it's not the fact of suffering that concerns me. What concerns me is that God allows suffering. We all know someone we love that's gone through terrible suffering, and we're saying, oh God, please take him home, and it goes on and on and on. But the way I handle that is with an analogy. Let me tell you about my dad. When I was a kid, my dad used to beat me. He left my mom to raise the kids, and I saw him kill an animal with his bare hands. With that information, you could think my father was a tyrant, a very wicked, selfish man. But let me give you missing information. The reason he left my mom to raise the kids is he was a carpenter. He went to work and earned money to put food on our table. The reason he beat me is if I was caught lying or stealing, there was a little strap in the middle drawer at home. Just say the word middle drawer and I get terrified, because my dad loved me enough to correct me. And the animal he killed with his bare hands, he saw a large bird that had been hit by a car. It was suffering, and it grieved him to do it, but he put it out of its suffering. So with the information, you now see my dad was not a tyrant. He was a very compassionate, loving father. And we have information, the Christian has information, that there are things that are hard to understand. And people do paint God as a tyrant, but we have the cross, where God commended his love toward us. God was manifest in the flesh, the perfect sinless man, the express image of the invisible God. Jesus suffered and died for our sins. And with that information, I can handle all the things I can't understand. I said, Lord, I can see you're loving and kind as a father because I have the cross. And that, Spurgeon said, faith may swim where reason may only paddle. And so we can be lifted above all the sufferings because of that.
That's so beautiful. I didn't know that Spurgeon quote. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Ray Comfort. The book is Faith is for Weak People.
Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Folks, in recognition of the Jewish High Holy Days, the New Year and Day of Atonement, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings on CD, download, or a flash drive for 50% off. And the store will include an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, Genesis, for free. Pretty good. This is Dennis Prager. The Jewish New Year, known as Rosh Hashanah, is on September 29th and 30th, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is on October the 8th. These are the most important days in the Jewish calendar. Until Yom Kippur, on October 8th, the Prager Store is offering any single book of my Torah teachings for 50% off. Download flash drive or CDs. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, actually. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Plus, you will receive an autographed copy of the Rational Bible, the Genesis edition, for free. If it's meant to change your life, go to thepragerstore.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands, sailing to reach before a following sea.
Hey, folks. We're talking to Ray Comfort. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm holding in my hand this beautiful card of you, Ray, wearing sunglasses on a bike with your dog also wearing sunglasses. It is so cute. I could scream. YouTube channel Living Waters, 80 million views. So people should go to the YouTube channel Living Waters and check it out. And there's a website, livingwaters.com. But am I to understand, Ray, that you do this once or twice almost every day?
No, every day. When I'm not in New York, I go out twice and to a local college and ride the bike through the college and then park, and people come up to pet the dog and I get to get them on camera. So it's a wonderful... He's my bait when I go fishing for men. You know, fish can't resist good bait. Good bait.
And you post this every day?
We have a new video every day, yes.
Of you... engaging people on these campuses?
Engaging people, all sorts of backgrounds. I interviewed a gay dwarf recently. Just interesting, colorful people, some homosexuals, some not. Intellectuals, not so intellectual, and lots of atheists.
Do you ever meet with real hostility?
Very rarely. I've only been meeting up once, and that was by a woman.
All right, then.
And it was my fault.
You know, to do this twice a day, it's almost unfathomable. It reminds me of George Whitefield, of whom I'm very fond, who just seemed, he didn't know how not to preach. He seemed to preach every day to thousands or hundreds or tens of thousands, every single day, day after day, on the Sabbath, not on the Sabbath, for decades and decades and decades. You seem a little bit like that you do this constantly. It's who you are.
No, I'm a normal biblical Christian. If you read the book of Acts, this is what happened throughout the book of Acts. They were like...
There were no dogs in the book of Acts, sir. I must correct you.
Jesus did mention dogs eating the crumbs.
Yes, but not wearing sunglasses. Let's be honest. It's very unbiblical what you're doing with the sunglasses.
Yeah, but it's sunglasses. California.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Okay, so I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Obviously, I think it's a terrific thing, but
it's eccentric.
It's certainly eccentric, but it's also impressive that you're willing and able to do this as much as you do it.
Well, we also go to Huntington Beach every Saturday. We've done it for about 12 years and stand on a soapbox there and preach the gospel. And we gather a crowd, and we do it by giving away money. People aren't used to money being given away by a preacher. It's kind of like water running uphill. It's kind of unusual. So a crowd gathers. We ask trivia, and I'll say to the crowd, what's the capital of France? Anyone know? It begins with P and rhymes with Arras. And someone will yell out Paris, and so we'll give them a dollar. And we ask different trivia, and the crowd...
I don't know that qualifies as trivia, but I get the idea. You're very entertaining, and you are very disarming, and you do draw people in. And I think that the lingua franca of our culture is humor. There's no question about it. That when you speak that, people say, well, he's speaking my language. I can have a conversation. It's winsome. It shows love. But to be able to do it as much as you do it, I mean, you do it wherever you go. You did it in New York today, you said earlier. I mean, when do you not do this? You did it on the plane?
Yeah, I've got a criteria for when I should witness to someone. If they're breathing, they need the gospel.
Right.
When they're not breathing, it's too late.
You know, that's true. You have a video up. I only was able to watch the first part of it because the cab driver kicked me out. We had come to the destination, but I was watching it. In it, you talk about a couple things, one of which I wanted to get to, the banana. But since I'm sitting here with you, I want to say banana. Can you tell us about that? Because I had never heard this before.
It's very sensitive to notice I have an accent. By the way, that book's written in an accent, New Zealand accent.
Faith is for weak people.
Yes.
Faith is for weak people. Is that how you say it? Faith. I say faith is for weak people. But in this video, what video am I talking about?
It's called The Fool.
The
Fool, F-O-O-L. It is about me.
The Fool.
Yeah,
you see, I didn't even understand
it.
What you said.
No, I couldn't understand
you
it either.
It's called The Fool.
Yes, and it's about me. I'm the star of it. And for years, for about 20, 30 years, I used this humorous analogy about the banana and a Coke can. I'd firstly say, behold the Coke can, and I talk about how there's an explosion in space and the Coke can just evolved with liquid in it, the writing on it with the tab at the top, etc. And then I compared it to a banana. I said, behold the atheist's nightmare. And I said, look, this is a well-made banana. It's got a tab at the top that you pull. Contents don't squirt in your face like they do with the Coke can. It's got a wrapper. It's biodegradable. It has perforations, usually 3 or 4 perforations. The banana is just the right shape for the human mouth. It's curved toward the face to make the whole process so much easier. And it was just a fun thing I used to do to show the insanity of believing the Coke can could evolve from nothing. Excuse me, I got a tadpole in my throat trying to evolve into a frog. Richard Dawkins got hold of that and called me the Banana Man, you know, the famous atheist. And the whole stack of atheists began to call me Banana Man, and it went viral, literally.
Was that their most scintillating argument, calling you a banana man?
Yes, they just mocked and made me to be a fool. And yet, I began to be invited onto atheist programs to speak. And when they found I could string a whole sentence together, they were surprised and asked me to stay on. And I got to share the gospel with literally millions of atheists because of that incident. And people can watch it freely online called The Fool.
Your love for your enemies seems to me at the heart of why people are willing to suffer you and your foolishness, which is we call the gospel. It's interesting to me that you do have a joy and a love for people with whom you disagree. And it seems clear that the reason you're sharing these things with them is because you love them and because you love the God who loves them. Why do you suppose that's so hard for many of us Christians to share with that kind of love?
Well, the analogy I use is, could I ever get you to jump into a freezing pond with big chunks of ice in it? It was so cold that you would die within 3 minutes of being in that water. You'd say, definitely not. But if a 4-year-old boy fell into that pond, you wouldn't hesitate. You'd forget about your flesh. You'd just jump in, pull him out. And that's because of the power of love. Perfect love casts out all fear. So if you're fearful to share your faith, don't pray for less fear. Pray for more love, because that's the problem.
I want to stop there, folks. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Ray Comfort. You can find him at livingwaters.com or go to the YouTube channel, Living Waters. We'll be right back.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is lashing at House Democrats over their impeachment investigation and the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine.
Arriving back in Washington after meetings at the UN, the president angrily criticized Democrats and their hearings on the whistleblower complaint, alleging efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrat Joe Biden.
What these guys are doing, Democrats are doing to this country, is a disgrace, and it shouldn't be allowed.
The president described his call to the Ukrainian leader as perfect and blamed Democrats for ignoring Biden's role in dealings with that country. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Chinese importers have now set deals to buy American soybeans and pork, the Ministry of Commerce is reporting, as the two governments make conciliatory gestures ahead of trade talks that are set for next month in Washington. The Dow is down 40 points. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey kids, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We spin the hits. This is what the young people are clamoring for. We're trying to reach that demographic. That's why we play Monkees, Partridge Family, Fleetwood Mac, you name it, because we're aiming to reach the youngsters. Hey, I'm talking to Ray Comfort. Ray, there's so much I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about everything. You regularly debate atheists. One of the things I've talked about is how sometimes I think that many people don't know what they believe, but they're certainly not atheists. In other words, I would say that atheists are very much the minority, and that most of the people who aren't yet serious about their Christian faith are, it's almost like they are God, they're God-fearers. In other words, we can meet them on common ground, but they don't oppose the whole idea of God. They're just confused about it. Are most people that you meet in that group, or are they more outspoken in their atheism, the ones you meet on the street?
Ones I meet on the street are normal people that think about the issues of life and death, but they don't talk about it. So when I meet them, I say, would you like to do an interview? I ask people if they think there's an afterlife, and then I say to them, it's an issue that all of us should think about. And I say, do you plan your future? They say, well, death is inevitable. I say, well, if you're standing on a highway and there's an 18-wheeler heading for you, do you say, well, this is inevitable, I'm just going to stand here? I say, no, you get off the highway. I say, shouldn't you be doing something to see what you can do about death? Do you think God could do anything to help you? And they say, I don't know. So, well, let me share the gospel with you and see what you think. And they're very reasonable, and often I get to pray with people afterwards. And even the guy in Times Square last night, we prayed together at the end, and he had no Christian or godly understanding at all at the beginning. But my confidence is that I'm addressing the conscience. The Dunning-Kruger effect, have you heard of that?
No.
1999. Two psychologists did a study where they came to the conclusion that incompetent people didn't realize they were incompetent. And people who were incompetent thought they could always do better than what they could. They thought they could jump higher, run faster, and sing better than they could. And I was subject to that at the age of 13. I thought I could sing like Elvis, so I put on a tape recorder, put record and played myself singing. And when I played it back, it caused me to keep my mouth shut for the next 50 years. It was horrific. You know, it brought tears to my eyes. It was so bad. And so we think we're better than we are physically and all these different aspects, but morally we think exactly the same thing. You ask anybody if they think they're a good person, they'll almost certainly say, yes, I am. Proverbs says almost every man will proclaim their own goodness. So that's the line that I take with people. I say, do you think you're a good person? That's what Jesus did in Mark 10, verse 17. Rich young ruler came running to him and said, good master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, why do you call me good? Unsaved or secular people have a wrong understanding of the word good. The dictionary has over 40 different definitions, and number one is moral excellence. And only God is morally excellent, and everything falls short of that standard. And that's the standard we're going to be judged with on Judgment Day, and that's why we need a Savior.
I'm buying that. I've already bought that, but it's wonderful to hear it the way you put it. Ray, if we can persuade the cameras and the rest of the crew to stay here, I'd like to continue talking to you. We're done with our first hour. But folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. There's always more. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or you can go to our YouTube channel, the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be there waiting for you. And Ray, thank you so much.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.